Hi, Danielle.
Hello.
This is a great part of this assignment, I think. You get to meet very, very interesting souls. Who did you meet this week?
This week I met with Calgary author Jaspreet Singh. We just had a really great conversation. Some of you in Calgary might know him. He's the author of 17 Tomatoes, Tales from Kashmir, which won the 2004 McCausland First Book Prize. And he was also the 2006-2007 Mark and Flanagan Canadian Writer in Residence at the University of Calgary. He moved to Canada from India in 1990, and then he moved to Calgary in 2006. And this week he took me to his favorite place in Calgary, the Calgary Public Library's downtown branch. He also took me to the Good Earth Cafe attached to the library. And he says as a writer, he sometimes lives a really solitary life working on his own. So he comes to the library downtown and to the cafe to observe the people that make up his adopted city. We started out in his favorite spot on the fourth floor in the fiction section. And it was there, in hushed tones, so that we didn't bother the other readers, that he told me why that place is so important to him.
Favorite author of mine once said that my idea of heaven is a library, and yet at the same time I must confess that the first time I walked to the library, the Calgary Public Library, the central branch, is because a friend of mine told me that if no one borrows your book for an entire year, the library tries to get rid of it. So, in a state of panic, I almost ran to the library to borrow my own book. And to my relief, someone had already borrowed it.
What do you feel when you come to the library?
Well, I'm already breaking the silence here. I like the silence in the library. I like to be transported somewhere else by the books. And there are incredible discoveries that happen here. At times I find books which somehow help me to take my own books to new level. And sometimes when I don't find a book that I'm looking for, I'm initially disappointed, but then I try to imagine, and I almost try to rewrite that book if I don't get the hold of that book. So, in other words, I like to be surrounded by the world of books.
And now we're here in the fiction section, and we're standing by a beautiful window where we can see Olympic Plaza, Calgary Tower, the Epcor Center. Do you feel more connected to your city by coming here?
Yeah, it's an interesting experience. Calgary is a city of suburbs, but here in this particular area, there are people, there are literally people walking around, and I sometimes go down after borrowing the books. I go down to the Good Earth Cafe and look out the window, and it feels as if the whole city is spinning around me.
So maybe you can take me now to Good Earth, which is your other favorite place.
What I like about this cafe is that there are no snobs and no pretentious people who come here, and I really love the conversations that happen here. But at times there is the right kind of background noise, and I'm able to open my journal and start writing. There are people who speak many languages, you know, when I come here. And when I was growing up in India, those were the conditions. I grew up with many languages in the background. And here at the Good Earth Cafe, it's almost like a mini India, because and maybe mini world, because there are people who come from different parts of the world, and it also helps me to slip into my own journal, because there is no conversation that tempts me to eavesdrop. All I have are the sounds of these foreign languages. So I moved to my own journal and start writing.
That's Jaspreet Singh speaking to Danielle Suchet at the Calgary Public Library and at the Good Earth Cafe.